Chase Bank and 100.7 WHUD.
That's us. We're here, Mike and Casey in the morning, 614 at 100.7 WHUD.
And first, my apologies. I think I said 2 minutes ago it was 512 instead of 612. Still waking up. But now, as Mike said, 614. So many people are doing so much good work to keep services coming to the people who need them most. Peter Sestito is Director of Communications for Greystone Programs.
Firstly, I'd like to give a shout out to the incredible and dedicated frontline and direct care staff working in Greystone Individual Residential Alternatives across the region. They are truly our heroes, and we can't thank them enough. Greystone programs support children, adults, and families with autism and other developmental disabilities for more than 41 years.
And how is this pandemic affecting the services that you bring?
We continue to offer vital services and guidance to those across the Hudson Valley during these unprecedented times. The health and safety of those we care for, as well as our dedicated staff, is certainly our highest priority. However, we continue to adhere to the guidance from the CDC and the New York State Office for People with Developmental Disabilities. And we've made some changes, such as we've closed our administrative office and all non-essential staff are working remotely. We have suspended Greystone Day programs, community rehabilitation, and respite until further notice. And we also postponed our Leap for Autism, which is our annual fundraising event, which was originally scheduled for May 9th.
It's so hard for nonprofits who rely so much on the spring fundraiser. Here you are trying to care for the people who need the most care and also trying to keep the funds in so you can give them that care. It must be quite a conundrum.
So, yes, we do depend on them. Certainly, we're facing challenges, and it can be especially difficult at these times. But I think our objective is to make sure that we provide care to the families and caregivers. So what we've done during these times is we've created some resources to help them care for their loved ones with developmental disabilities during this pandemic. On our website, www.greystoneprogram.org, we have some resources that we put out there for the community, such as the stay-at-home activity guide, which has many suggestions for sensory art, cooking, virtual, and movement activities to keep people busy during these times. And we've also provided a lot of other resources to keep people protected and safe.
Now, I imagine that it's hard explaining to some of your clients what is actually happening in the world.
It is. You know, we have to reassure them that we're all together and we're going to get through it, and we have to support one another. And our senior management team has been very transparent and open, and we've communicated as much as we possibly can to keep people in the know and make them reassured that we're all going to get through this together.
So that's your message for your Greystone family, and go to the website, and there's lots of resources there. And what do you want to say to the community in general?
That we appreciate the support that we've had over the last 41 years, and that we rely on the community to be part of this together. We're going to learn, we're going to get through it, we're going to forge ahead, and we thank everybody for their support.
And that is Peter Sestito, the Director of Communications at Greystone Programs. Mike, I particularly liked his stay-at-home activity guide that you can find on the Greystone website.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. Way to go.
Alexa knows how to make you feel good.
In high school, I bet you were voted most likely to keep being awesome.
She can also pick you up with some feel-good music.
That's easy because you have great taste when it comes to radio stations.
Just say Alexa.
Play 100.7.
WHUD.